The context is quite unique sometimes, and it's quite dynamic because there is a lot of similar experiences. A lot of us were like ex-colonies, like, you know, it's been colonized, so the experiences are slightly nuanced. And then the second thing is we are in many instances either in conflict, in crisis, a political crisis, so there is that shared experiences as well. And then in terms of the level of skills, it's also very, very diverse. In many countries, there are people who are very highly skilled, but on the other hand, there are also countries where you have very limited access to different kinds of skills training, opportunities and things like that. And pulling people together in such spaces and such interactive way gives them an understanding that you're not alone, but also be able to share the experiences and then realize that there is possibilities of trying to think about resolution or possible ways of mitigating some of these challenges, right? And also in Southeast Asia, I think because more and more people are coming together as a Southeast Asia voice, that kind of gives leverage to people in terms of amplifying voices, right? So that's one thing. So I think it's really critical. And also it's critical sometimes to locate it in the dynamics and people's experiences here when you are thinking about broader, you know, spaces for media freedom and dealing with, you know, gender-based violence in workplace and so on. So that's why it's critical. The second thing, I think, in terms of how I'm finding it, amazing selection of participants, because I think people are able to share their own personal experiences. And I realized since yesterday afternoon and today, they can actually relate to other people's experiences too. And they're able to follow the discussion. So it's actually a really very interactive team that we have here. And, you know, with that, I think it's going to really add value. And I find usually when we do action planning, right, nothing, most often than not, or like 80%, nothing comes out of it. Right, but for me, the need for an action plan at the end is also to get people to start thinking what they can do themselves to change. So even if 10 different activities doesn't happen, but at some level, there is already some level of awareness and thinking around these issues that in different ways and different times or different spaces, it could impact their own actions.